Man thinking he's about to have a threesome, robbed by both women. By John David Kahn on October 31, 2013. Seattle, last weekend, an unnamed Queen Anne resident who thought he was about to get extremely lucky with a couple of ladies, quickly realized that some things are too good to be true. After he was beaten and robbed by two women he believed wanted to make out with him. According to the police report, officers arrived on scene at the victim's apartment around 3:15 a.m. in response to the robbery. The unnamed victim reportedly told officers he had been throwing back a few at a local watering hole when he came across two ladies, one put together in a tight black skirt and the other strutting a pair of tight black pants. Start Barry White music until further notice. But last call came too soon, or just soon enough, and the unnamed Casanova headed back to his place with the ladies in black for some more drinking and partying. Next stop, Pleasure Town, it seemed. The unnamed man reportedly began making out with one of the women. He doesn't remember which one, according to the report. Which means, he probably doesn't remember which one then hit him over the head, knocking him to the floor. And Barry White music. The unnamed victim told police his would-be lovers then went through his pockets, stealing his phone, wallet and keys. They then ran out of his apartment, leaving him vulnerable and the reluctant recipient of shattered dreams. Begin theme from Rocky. But sometimes unnamed victims refuse to be victims, and this one got up off the floor, followed the women outside and stood behind their tan SUV to prevent them from leaving. End theme from Rocky. They put the car in reverse, struck the unnamed man in the legs and drove off. The police report states that officers asked the unnamed victim why his shirt was inside out, and he said it occurred during the pre-robbery makeout session. After talking with him further, officers apparently did not believe his game was not strong enough to land two ladies clad in black, asking him if they were prostitutes. He said he had no arrangement with the ladies, he was just kissing one of them. They were definitely not prostitutes, he told police. The unnamed man was unable to give police much help in terms of descriptions, telling them he hadn't discussed names, professions or any other identifying details while talking in the bar. I'm wondering if that approach might work. Hello ladies in black. I'm John. Not really interested in anything about you. Wanna go back to place?